It's my pleasure to welcome back to Around Cincinnati Kim Popa. She's the executive director of Pones, Inc., and it's a unique dance company that since 2008 has, in their words, provided artistic opportunities for community growth. But in a nutshell, they're really creating engaging new ways for audiences to experience dance in our community. And also this summer, they'll be traveling to a festival in Tuscany, Italy. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Robin. It's so great to see you.
It is so good to see you, too. You know, you've got a very unique company, a very unique outlook, and your mission is clearly defined. Let's start with the Fringe Show.
So Fringe Festival, this will be our seventh year in Fringe. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Fringe Festival, it is a 10-day festival for more experimental theater and dance. We are creating a show called Traffic. And I was inspired. I went to New York over the summer and saw Sleep No More. It's a very unique show that allows the audience to take control of their own experience by just wandering throughout the space. And the more curious you are as an audience member, the fuller the show is for you. So I loved that idea, since one of the cornerstones of Pones, Inc. is that we will create interactive experiences. Mm-hmm. This seemed like a new way to do it. So that will be the structure of our show as well. We're at the Lutheran Church that is at 1208 Race Street, and that church will be open for the audience to explore as soon as they come in for our show. So 40 minutes of our 50-minute show, you're left to your own devices.
When are the performances that folks can still attend?
We have performances on the 3rd, 6th, and 7th of June.
Now, did you work with victims of human trafficking to create this as well?
We did. So the actual content of the piece, not just the structure, is we wanted to talk about human trafficking. We did a piece with Women Hold Up Half the Sky at the Freedom Center. And the idea that slavery still existed and was in our backyard here in Cincinnati was pretty profound for me and really took me for a loop. So I wanted to create that awareness and use art to create that awareness for people living in Cincinnati, and then hopefully to activate them. So we've worked with some fantastic organizations, End Slavery Cincinnati, and also with Caracol, Inc. in Northside, both of whom opened their doors for us to provide some workshops. They gave us a full education on the legal side of things and also the very human side of things. And then also a couple ladies were generous enough to share their stories via personal interviews. So we will see all of that throughout the show, so that we weren't just creating a show based upon books that we'd read or things that we assumed, but actual experiences.
Now, you're also offering some free dance workshops over the summer. Where and when will these take place?
Yes. So Dance Free for All is the name of the offering, and it's via some really generous donors who made it possible for us to offer 6 hour-and-a-half workshops. The application process will be over the summer, and then they will actually take place in the 2014-15 school year. They are open for anyone who would like to apply. The application process is super easy, and you can find information on the website as to how to do that. But basically, it's just share maybe a video or a letter or some sort of social media on the Pones, Inc. Facebook, and then you're in the contest to win.
Now, I'm really anxious to talk about this August performance. You'll be traveling to the Crisis Art Festival 2014. It's in Tuscany, and the name of the festival itself is pretty compelling, Crisis Art. How did you get involved? And I really want you to spend the rest of the time telling us about your piece, which is Converse Nation.
So it was a complete whim. We had heard about Crisis Art Festival from our friend Caroline Stein, who had been in a previous year. It's a festival with people from around the world focusing on art for social change. And last minute, I wrote an application and thought, oh, there's no chance of this happening, because I presumed it to be a lot more prestigious than maybe something that we were capable of, being a still very new company. But we were accepted. So there's, I think, 65 other people coming to the festival out of all the applicants internationally. So we will be there exchanging ideas and art with people from around the globe.
And what about Converse Nation? I mean, Cincinnati's going with you.
We're calling it a multi-generational investigation of the perceptions, ideas, experiences, language, and realities around wealth and poverty, youth, and old age. So in a more succinct way, we're exploring the surface opposites and then diving deeper into the underlying sameness that we share, and particularly focusing on those ideas of wealth and poverty and youth and old age. And so it's important to us that we collect interviews from people here in Cincinnati, and those will build our show. And I would love to put an offer out there. If you would like to be somebody to be interviewed, you can connect with us via the website or via our Facebook page, and we would be happy to come to you, meet for coffee, do a quick 5-minute interview with your story, and then we'll be taking a little bit of Cincinnati to Tuscany, to Arezzo, is the town. And then additionally, we'll be then workshopping the piece in Italy and then bringing it back here in the fall so that Cincinnati can see it, so that the hometown can really be proud of what they created, and then also see what additional ideas and perspectives were added given an international
text. Powerful stuff, Kim. Now, folks who might be interested, what might they need to expect in an interview?
It's basically 4 very open-ended questions, one being, tell me about a time you felt rich, tell me about a time you felt poor, and then also talking about your perspectives on youth and old age. And then, if you're super brave, which most people have been so far, we ask you to then put a gesture, not a full-out dance move, but a gesture behind those emotions. And we'll use that as, we'll collect those to then put into the show as choreography ideas.
As far as bringing that piece back here, you are raising money in order to be able to do that. And you're looking at fall for a Cincinnati performance of Converse Nation?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we currently have a campaign going on from now until July 15th. And any help in reaching that is obviously very appreciated. And no gift is too small.
Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Kim Popa. She's executive director of Pones, Inc. And congratulations on being executive director as well. I know
Thank
that's
you.
You're building capacity in the group, too, which is exciting.
Yes.
And it's a performing arts company here in Cincinnati that fuses movement and dance with other art forms. And also, the performers, I love this, use their bodies to speak their minds. For more information about Converse Nation, how you can help them make it happen here in Cincinnati after they're in Italy for the festival, the free dance workshops, and their fringe shows, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.